Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome to my channel. And this is about possibly establishing a British Sikh regiment. This was an idea that Her Majesty's government, as it then was, toyed with about 20 years ago, but the Commission for Racial Equality decided to be a racialist. They couldn't possibly do it. In the old days of British India, there was obviously Sikh regiments. Some regiments were for Hindus and Muslims and so on, partly for dietary reasons. They could be supplied with rations that suited the requirements of their faith, for the assignment of chaplains, and obviously language-based. Indian Muslims often speaking Urdu or Punjabi or Bengali or whatever, Hindu speaking particular languages, and then there are many, many of them, but on a language basis, and the Sikhs all speaking Punjabi and so forth. And there was this unit cohesion. They had so much in common. Remember when religion was central to people's identity in those days, all recruiting from a certain district. I know there's still Sikh regiments in the Indian Army today. I'm not really officially designated Hindu, but in a country which is like 80% Hindu, there'd be regiments would be much more than 80% Hindu and so on. I don't see why a British Sikh regiment shouldn't be raised. And the thing is, there'd be no exclusionary policies. You call it that, but anyone would be allowed to join. People of any faith and people of any ethnicity would be allowed to join. In practice, probably it mostly would be Sikhs, just like, okay, there is whatever the Green Howards, which recruits from Northeast England, but you can be Fijian and South African or Nigerian and whatever and join. The Royal Irish Regiment, as that was called, you might not be remotely Irish. You could be ethnically Chinese and join that one. But a lot of them are Irish, at least in part, and so on. So there'll be no discrimination like that. The Gurkhas, I mean, the officers are mostly white Britons. So I think it's a great idea if they want to join. I remember years ago, community leaders in the British Sikh community said they could easily find sufficient recruits, 500, to form a battalion. And obviously, regiments in the old days had two and three and four and more battalions and expanded them up hugely in the First World War, Second World War. The regiments are mostly down to a single battalion, which is r roughly 500 men and women. And what would be the purpose of having a Sikh regiment? Well, it would attract more people to join, and you could have Sikh symbols and maybe a Punjabi slogan. They'd have to use the English language. They could communicate with the everybody else, and not all British Sikhs can speak Punjabi these days, I'm told. As I say, supplying food, that would work better if it's got to be a vegan diet in the Khalsa. Having a chaplain, that would make sense. So that would be a fantastic idea. And obviously the Sikhs have got a magnificent and proud martial history, but there would be non-Sikhs in it. And you could, rather than making beards permissible, you could make them compulsory, and turbans, even those who weren't from a Sikh background, something like that. So the British Army, it used to say beards only for those who've got a dermatological complaint, whereby they mustn't shave, it would aggravate the skin, or indeed for faith reasons. They brought that in a few years ago, observant Sikhs and Muslims being permitted to wear beards. And now they said, well, it doesn't interrupt military efficiency, therefore any man who wishes to be a hirsute will be allowed to be. The thing is, there was actually a good military reason for it, and that means that it's because a gas mask isn't airtight. If there's even just one hair coming out, that light was a bit too much, looking ghostly. But I'm not sure why the Royal Navy, they were always allowed to grow beards. Time was that soldiers had to grow moustaches around the First World War. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea. I have my doubts as to whether sufficient Sikhs in the United Kingdom would enlist. So Sikhs are only 2% of the population of India, about 30% of the British Indian population. So there are about 700,000 Sikhs in the United Kingdom. Most are British citizens, some are not. They could choose to be get indefinitely to remain, which is a permanent right to dwell in the United Kingdom, or some are on short-term visas, going to study or work for a few years, don't want to stay in the UK. That's it. And there might be citizens of other countries besides India, for instance, Canada or Malaysia or wherever. So yeah, I think it should go ahead. And then it leads to the broader idea of, well, the struggle to recruit and retain, because people applied to the British Army. It took them up to a year to start their training. And it was very laborious, and they farmed it out to some company. And a youngster who wanted to join the British Army, he or she was speaking to non-military people for ages. They got fed up with the whole laborious process, all the form filling, having to give a medical history, and GPs considered low priority, not surprisingly, and rejected for trifling reasons such as acne. And so after a year, they said, oh, do you want to start training now? Forget it, I've taken another job, I'm into this one. And so they were just disillusioned. In time was, people volunteered, had their medical, got half a day's pay for their medical, and then would go to a recruit depot only a month later. So it was really mismanaged. Thanks a lot, David Cameron started this current situation. So it was debated in the House of Lords, that's the upper chamber of the British Parliament, only the other day. And a Labour peer, Lord Sir Holter, who's a Sikh himself, he's behind it. Lord Coker, I think he's a defense minister, is considering it as well. I think it would is a tremendous idea. But I just think that the Sikh community is the second richest community if you break it down by religion. So the richest community, according to religious denomination, is the Jewish community in the United Kingdom, and then Sikhs. And I can't remember who it is. There's various Christian denominations like Anglicans top. Because the Sikhs have only started to arrive in the United Kingdom in significant numbers after the Second World War, but often were very ambitious, had come from India when it was then penurious, and determined for their own betterment and setting up small businesses and really embracing education and rising in the professions to mostly be very affluent. So it tend to be working class people with not many GCSEs or A levels who enlisted ordinary soldiers. But there are some enlisted men and women who've already got degrees these days, because about 45% of young people attend university nowadays in the United Kingdom. But as it's such a bourgeois community, the Sikh community, that's why I think it's actually less likely, even than 20 years ago, the 500 recruits could be found. The other thing is retention. The British Army needs to have better housing, also not to go to war. I asked some guys this years ago, serving in Afghanistan, serving in Iraq, and they actually wanted to. They considered the ultimate test. Well, stunned me. Of course, I would think that the most ghastly thing to do ever. But a chap saying, "Well, my little boy, he recognised the postman, doesn't recognise me, because go away for 6 months, come back for 6 months, and the next year go away for another 6 months, and back for 6 months, and the next year again, and it's just too much." So they want some sort of continuity and family life. I mean, pay them more. Okay, I thought pay people, extra to stay on, to sign another 5-year contract. One of the great ideas is I think they've got come up with a 1-year contract, because you could do short service commissions for just 1 year as an officer, but the enlisted women and men could just do 1 year, taste it. Do you like it? Do you not? To leave, because of this gig economy, signing up for 5 years at the age of 18 was too much, was too off-putting for people. And the idea is that most of them do a year, like it, and stay on. Maybe paying people to even come back. This is a great idea. They've got the cyber force for non-combat roles. Somehow they're uniformed, but they'll be doing things which are desk bound. They're raising the retirement age, because physical fitness doesn't matter as much as it did, because they don't need to be running around carrying heavy things so much, as they've got drones and so forth will carry out a lot of that. I mean, more recruitment from Commonwealth countries or other European countries would be a good idea. Countries where economic opportunities are not so rosy, like Romania or Bulgaria, a good example. Poland, not really, is just as wealthy as before. So what do you think? Is this a good idea or a woeful one? Toodaloo.